world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and this is Margaret Gray, and this the very lovely stylings of J. Cole and No Role Models.
Yeah.
Don't talk, please.
I'm Bud Dickman.
That's all you need to say, Bud, okay?
No, I want to just give it a little contest.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker Phil.
This is General Galen. Is this what you...
I think this song is wonderful. Have you heard this, Phil?
Yeah, Margaret, I'm trying to get into the show here.
I can't hear you.
Turn it down, Bud.
Yeah.
For Phil.
Well, it's Robert Leonard here. Welcome to the program. Excuse me, this is General Galen Shaw. And welcome to the program.
LA sisters.
Yes.
One time for my LA hoes.
Oh, I didn't know he used the hoe.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
I had no idea he called women hoes. Which, you know, it's very, very difficult to hear that and still be a supporter of that kind of music, but I think I will be.
So what is the criteria?
Are you all right?
Yeah, Phil, you went... yeah, you all right, myself?
I'm fine. What's the criteria?
The criteria for what?
What is the criteria for you? The song's okay even if the cat uses the word hoe?
Well, I would think that I would take into consideration... You know something? If you have to ask, you don't know.
Now, come on.
No, if you have to ask, you don't know.
Yeah, you see, that's the dog whistle.
Talk about dog whistle.
What do you mean a dog whistle?
What do you mean a dog whistle, Bud?
Well, that when you say, oh, well, if you have to, you know.
Yeah, why don't you spit it out, son? You'll feel much better when the sun comes up and the morning comes.
What
do you mean dog whistle? You mean what Margaret says?
Yeah, she says, oh, if you have to ask, that means you're not inside on the inside loop and everything.
Yeah, about being a liberal.
Well, that just isn't true. No, well. I suppose it is. Yes, I suppose once, you know, every dog has his day. And in Bud's case, I think he's finally had his day. This is Margaret Gray.
And Bud Dickman.
That leave a toothbrush.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the program, Phil Hendry Show. Today we have, we got Larry Grover back with Don Mixa. We haven't had Don and Larry together. They're at a student conference in Los Angeles. Actually, a teacher's conference in Los Angeles that Larry is paying a visit to. And they're going to be talking about the debate. Did anybody watch that?
Yeah, I watched the GOP debate.
Yeah, and I even taped it.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, why?
Because just to have it.
Are you going to watch it again?
Well, not really. No, because why? You know.
Well, then why did you tape it?
To have it and to have it, so I can go home and I can look at it and everything.
What does that mean, Bud? Why would you tape something?
Well,
look at it again, man. If you taped it,
if God, man, you know, cat got your tongue.
Hey, man, you know.
All right, I just taped it.
You taped it. Look, there's nothing wrong with taping things. Frank's got more garbage on our. He tapes everything, or whatever you call the DV,
That's DVR.
It's called digital recording.
Yes, so Frank has everything on our television, you know. He tapes the baseball. He loves to tape the golf.
What about...
I'm not done yet. He tapes the Wonderful World of Golf. Do you know that...
Yeah, that one with Shell?
Yes, it's Shell's Wonderful World of Golf.
Oh, my God, that hasn't been on in decades.
That's an old show.
Well, they've got it on the ESPN Classic, I think. Frank loves that. He can watch some of the great old golfers, you know.
Yeah, that was an old film show that they had, that Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, and they went all over the world.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it was like different golf courses.
Well, yeah, if they go all over the world, it'd be different golf courses. Oh, God.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they're doing. Bunch of guys walk around with a golf bag.
Well, if they're walking around with a golf bag,
never mind. So, yeah, that's what they did, Bud. They went to... Most of the time, though, they were either in the States or the Bahamas.
Well, there's some gorgeous golf course. You know, I don't golf. I don't understand that game at all. The men that have an obsession with... And there's many women that obsess and obsess and obsess. And Trudy and Jack Spoke. You know them, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, I thought we introduced you.
Trudy and Jack Spoke?
Yes.
No, we don't know who they are.
All right, I'm not asking you. I asked you, Phil. Do you know them?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
I thought I introduced you to them at the function in Santa Monica.
No, I didn't meet them at all.
Well, all right.
What about them?
Oh, they invited us on a golf vacation, and Frank said, well, let's... And I said, you can go with a dummy that looks like me. And he laughed, and he said, well, I could go with a dummy or a dummy that looks like you. And I said, who's the dummy? And he said, And he sort of made a motion as if to say, need you ask? And he pointed to a mirror. And I stood in front of it, and I said, oh, I get it. I'm the dummy. He said, or a dummy that looks like you. Now,
Margaret, is this story going to end?
Yes, it's going. What a rude thing to say.
Well, what are you talking about? Are you telling me the man goes on vacation with a stuffed dummy that looks like you?
Yes, he does. I won't have Frank going on vacations, golf vacations, without me. All right.
Well, wait a second. Hold on. Wait. This guy's walking into a hotel with a stuffed dummy that looks like you.
Yes. Yes, he does.
What? No wonder people think...
Oh, I want to hurt that kid right there.
Hey, hold on. I got dibs on that kid. He dies, it's by my hand, not yours.
All right. Nobody's dying around here. We're going to take a break. We got to go and do traffic. I want to know more about this stuffed doll, if you don't mind.
Well, you can get Frank on the line if you want. I don't care.
Let me guess. Is he golfing?
Yes, he is. That is his right and is his wont, given the years. I'm not done, Robert. Given the years that man has put in the service of his fellow man as an attorney, pro bono.
Margaret, he's made...
Pro bono.
He's made a lot of money, so don't... All right, we'll be back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We'll do some traffic a little bit later.
Mariah Carey.
In fact, just right around the corner, you know.
Jeans on a derriere, throwing up the west.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California, yeah. Yeah.
All right, time to announce the winners, and I do mean the winners in the Bobby Dooley Blind Date Contest. Yes, we have Robert Carter, Nate Showoff, Ace Ellman or Ailman, Matthew Daggett, and Ben Potter.
No women.
Yes, I noticed that. Why would the...
You think women want to have a phone date with Bobby Dooley?
Oh.
So those are the winners. They get the phone date. They're going to... Oh, man.
Yeah, good luck to Bobby on that one. Boy, talking to the people that listen to you, it'll be like, you know... Oh, man, I don't know.
Just like a day pass at the nut bin.
Yeah, exactly. Right there, the day pass. It's like giving them a day pass to the nut bin.
Would you not use the term nut bin? You know that I've got... Some, not a lot, but some relatives that have spent time, extended periods, in what you call a nut bin, what I call a psychiatric facility or a psychiatric holding warehouse.
That's not what it's called, Mark. It's a hospital.
All right, Phil. It's a
hospital.
I'm trying to do something here, all right? Remember Clockers when the three guys were trying to set up in Hambone's? We'll put a guy, a lookout over... Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about Hambone's.
Never mind about Clockers. What?
I'm trying to give you a reference that you would understand. Drug dealing in a...
God, Stranger, that's not a lot of respect.
No, it's not a lot of respect. Fact of the matter is that I don't know what I'm talking about now. What are we talking about?
You're going to get this guy Gray. Oh, no, you were going to...
That's right. So those are the winners, yes. The winners. Yes, the winners. Congratulations, and may the best man, whatever the hell happens there. Now, we'd like you to support our podcast, of course, folks, by signing up for a BSP. That is a backstage pass that allows you access to 20,000 hours of radio shows that go back almost over 20 years. Is it? No, just about 20 years. And we also have our Miami archives. Now, as I've shown, I just want to show you something. I don't know how many of you guys are looking at the video cast. But those of you that are listening on our podcast, I have in my possession here hours after hour after hour on reel-to-reel tape of the Miami show, the WIOD show. And that is going to be made available shortly on our website as well. These are they've only been heard once on our radio show live. We have the reel-to-reel, the first-generation reel-to-reel tapes. They're here. I have them. You don't. I have them, you don't. That's on me.
Phil, take it easy.
Oh, sorry, I got into a loop there.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, so anyway, that is going to be part and parcel of the forthcoming year on the backstage pass, which you'll get with the backstage pass. Our annual BSP members also receive the Best of the Radio digital CD collection completely free, a $150 value. So when you sign up for a year-long subscription, you get a $150 value DGCD collection. Now, these are not the... the hard copy CDs, they are the download, the downloads. So, you know, you hear the best of radio shows from way back, including the 1994 Best of Miami CD. Best of, yeah, that was Miami.
Well, it was the Best of Phil Henry on WIOD.
Yeah. $150 value. Share the podcast with your friends and family and also on social media. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. We always appreciate that. And join our email list on our homepage so we can send you important updates on the show. We got another big announcement to make here.
Yeah, talk about the show. You're doing a comedy show, aren't you?
Yeah, on the 11th of March, if you're in the Los Angeles area, or if you're coming into town to visit, or you're in on business, join us at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose. It'll be Phil Hendry and Friends, 8 o'clock, Friday night, March 11th. We already have Karen Kilgariff. Definitely, confirmed.
Oh, she's very good.
Karen Kilgariff is a riot. I mean, I'm telling you right now, she's one of the funniest people that I've ever heard or ever met in my life. She has, she does a lot of stuff, you know, with her guitar. She plays a lot of music. She's just a funny person. Also, one of the brilliant, funny guys around, Brody Stevens, is going to be there with us, and others that we will announce in the days to come. Phil Hendry and Friends, that's coming up on Friday the 11th, 1 week from today, at the Hollywood Improv. Great place to go, listen, watch, absorb, laugh, enjoy, then repeat the next night, and then the next night, and then the next night, and then the next night. Don't even go to work. Just blow all your money, blow all of your time, blow your life at the Hollywood Improv.
Blow your life at the Hollywood. Boy, oh boy,
that's not very responsible.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Bob Bacon with the traffic now. Bob, what's it look like out there, man?
Well, right now we're going to find the man. I was just looking there and talking to Pamela Anderson, down there about CHP, and right now it's just being pretty low. They got a lot of problems out town, and it looks like they're going to be stacked up and backed up there till about 9 o'clock tonight. But they'll have the 41 freeway coming in there downwind. And if you're downwind from those people up there, you're in big trouble because there's a stink coming off of them that would definitely gag a buzzard off of a bead wagon. Here's our West Sky Boy.
Hey, Bob, hang on. I got a good whiff of that. Oh, man. Oh, damn, it's like a sky baby diaper, huh? Anyway, now, there's a thing that you can tell me, right? Well, downtown. Everybody's going around town. Let's go over to Boyne. Sky baby swinging. Look at the weather.
That was wrong.
What the hell, man?
I have no idea what's going on with that.
I gotta figure that whole scene out, man.
Let's talk about it.
What is up with that Boyd Skybaby sweet tan?
You're the guy that enabled it, Henry. The madness and the sickness that has overtaken this show almost like a what do you call the, what's the kind of the thing, that the one that has all the arms?
The one that has all the, are you talking about Anum?
Am I talking about an ananahol?
An animal, I'm sorry.
So then, yes, I am, and it lives in the water.
It has all those arms.
Yeah, so.
It's hard to find them.
What is the god?
The squeen.
Octopus.
The squeen.
Oh, the squid.
That's awesome. Octopus.
She called it the squid. How about that? The octopus. Is that what it is?
Sunshine.
What a dick. Yeah, the octopus. That the octopus of mediocrity is forget it, man. I can't even remember. I can't even remember whether I'm wearing pants. I have to look down to make sure. Yep, there they are.
This is some kind of a morning here, folks, I'll tell you. From the, it's August Burns Red.
Yeah, August Burns Red's called Spirit Breaker. It's a bitchy song.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Dumb, man, what are you doing? But, yeah, that bitch dumb, man.
I'm just saying, man, it's pretty sweet. It's a good song. All right. On the line from Culver City, California. You know, last night there was this debate.
Oh, we were going to, did we talk about that or not?
Well, we didn't get into it. Now,
This is your favorite. There's Kaylee McEnany or McNoonanoonie. She is the Donald Trump supporter there on CNN. Now, I agree with Phil. She is as irritating as God ever allowed a woman to live past the cradle. Phil is driven quite to distraction. I think it's because you find her attractive.
No, I do not. No, ma'am. No way.
Come on, Phil.
Are you kidding? No. Not at all.
Why don't you think she's hot?
Because she ain't hot. I'm sorry to break the news to you. No, she ain't. Okay? And on top of everything else, I can't take these people, man, these spokespeople for Trump, you know? Every time this guy sounds like a lunatic and they sit there and they defend this guy. Like, who's that one? Who's the lady you hate?
I don't hate anyone, Phil, in this world. I love everyone.
Yes, you do. Her name's Scotty Neal Hughes.
Oh, I hate that slut. Yes, of course. But that's,
Yeah, doesn't that count?
No, it doesn't. I love everyone except that.
Yeah, Scotty Neal Hughes, she...
I'm gonna kick... Hey! I don't like the way it looks. She wears the red dress. It's sprayed on. She looks like a whore. She looks like a harlot. She looks like a thing, a tramp. Something that would just as soon stand there leaning against a lamppost or a stoplight or a sign that says, don't park it here. And as soon as a car cruises by and she hears the magical words, what it is, in she goes, off she goes. 5 different suitcases carry her body parts the next day. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
What a just... That was despicable. Stop it, bud.
Sorry.
That was disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting now, but if you guys brought it up, you'd be laughing like hyenas that have been gassed at high noon. You really would.
What?
You know, you'd laugh like a monkey on a...
100 yards of grapevine.
No, I wouldn't. The idea of a woman walking the streets and then she winds up in 5 different suitcases is absolutely disgusting. But you have a problem with her.
I have a problem with that woman, that the Scotty Neal, whatever, because A, she's got the name of a moon. I'm sorry, she has the name of a moon.
She has the name of a man?
Yes, she has the name of a man. Secondly, she's an idiot. Thirdly, she thinks she's smart. There's nothing worse than a woman that is an idiot that thinks she's smart. Fourthly, she's a blonde. Fifthly, and not a natural blonde either. Fifthly, the spray-on red dress is highly inappropriate when your ass, excuse my language, when your ass is so wide, so very, very wide.
I don't understand this thinking.
Well, you're an ass man.
From a woman's standpoint, what do you mean her ass is so wide?
She's got the spray-on red dress, right?
No, it's not a spray-on red dress. But, I mean, she's a big girl.
She's a big girl, but she's not unattractive.
Oh, is that right? Let me tell you something about fashion and about looking good. When you are a woman, a large woman, a big-bodied woman, as is this woman from Nashville, this Hughes...
You don't like her because she's a Trump person.
No.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. You don't like her because she extols and exports.
Extols and exports?
She's got a political philosophy.
No, that's got nothing to do with it. When your ass is... my father used to use axe handles. He'd say, look at the ass on that, and he'd get out a couple of axe handles.
What was he talking about?
My mother, his daughters, whoever.
Wait, your father...
Can I finish a thought?
Go ahead, but I mean your father...
My father, yes. My father would say, come on out, girls. And he'd say something, well, look at the ass on you. He'd go into the barn and get the axe handles.
Yeah, and then he'd measure across.
Yes. Say, like 5 axe handles across, holy Jesus. Then he'd jump into his truck and we wouldn't see him for days. Until finally we get a call from the sheriff. And would someone come and get your father? Say, where is he? Is he at Duncey's again? Yes, he is. The truck has been there for days. Father's been in the bar. And we come and we get him. Father, come on, go home. He'd sleep it off. A week later, let's check, you know,
six axe handles.
Yeah, 6 axe handles across. Father goes back into town.
In other words, your dad went on a bender every time he measured one of his daughter's or his wife's ass, and it was too wide.
Yes. So you all think that's funny, is that right?
I'm not laughing.
No, I'm not either. Don't see me laughing.
And I better not either.
No, it's sad.
Well, Phil, that was life in America. I grew up tough, hard scrabble. I told you that I sold it on the dirt roads of America. Why won't you believe it?
Margaret, take a walk, will you?
I beg your pardon?
Just go and take a walk.
No, go get some of that cantaloupe nectar. You'll love it.
I've had my... I'm up to the gut in cantaloupe nectar.
Go ahead, get me a glass, will you?
I'm not your whore.
Wow, man.
Get a load of that, man.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and talk to our buddies here. We got Don Mixa and we have Larry Grover. They are at the... teacher conference there in Culver City, California. Always good to have them here. Don Mixa joining us first. Now Larry's there. Larry, how are you?
Good morning.
And Don, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil, and all is filling up here.
Tell me about the conference.
Well, it's a basically college professors and teachers from up and down the West Coast, and we're here. This is a semi-annual event. We talk curriculum. We talk our particular areas of study would be social studies, history, and of course, since I have gone into reporting and news reporting, I do a little of a journalism seminar for some of the people, and it's a great way to get together with a lot of educators.
Now, you are Don. You also have left the teaching ranks, though, full time, right?
Yeah, I've gone into journalism and that kind of thing.
Now, tell me, what did you think? And I know, Larry, I want to get to you, and I'm going to have to assume, Larry, you're pro-Trump.
Absolutely, I'm pro-Trump, and I thought that Donald Trump did a wonderful job. Well, I think he's going to talk to me first. All right.
Yeah, well, I just want to ask, then I'll get to you, Larry. So, Don Mixer here from the University of Washington. What did you think?
Well, I'm going to disagree with Larry, and Larry and I are sharing a cup of coffee here, as a matter of fact, while we wait for the conference to get going. Larry,
can you not turn and talk to me?
Okay, he's complaining about my breath again.
Well, it's very strong, that's all.
Yeah, you know, I knew this was going to come up. Do you have any mints?
I went over, I got some mints for him, and Mother is...
I've met Mrs. Grover. She's a wonderful woman. And she's coming back with some mints.
Hi. Oh, is that Phil Henry?
Yeah.
Hi, Phil. Gloria Grover.
Hi, how you doing? I'm glad. Thank you for getting the mints there for Don.
I got him some mints because they stink.
And I'm glad I'm a...
I'm sorry, Don. I don't believe in offending people, but the stink coming out of you like to knock a budget off a crap wagon.
That's very colorful.
All right, I want in on this. Gloria, it's Margaret. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Margaret. I heard you had the vapors over the dress on Scotty Neal Hughes and the big rear end.
Well, I was talking about my father, and a lot of very, very bad memories came up. So I'm going to try and get that out of my mind, and we want to talk about this debate.
Wait, are you talking to her or are you talking to me?
Mother, you're not part of the debate.
Well, I want to have my opinion.
You're not part of the debate, Mother. Go and sit right there in that chair and have some of the... Do they have the oatmeal?
They have the oatmeal, right?
But you don't mind.
All right,
All right, let's talk with Larry. All right.
Now, wait a minute. I was talking to Don.
Yeah, the general was talking to me.
Well, it seems like...
All right, I'm going to make an executive decision here. Don.
All right.
Okay,
What did you think?
I thought that, to be honest with you, Donald Trump... did not do well. I thought then he started out strong. Then he decided to allow them to pin him on the Trump University question, as well as the foreign worker question. And you know, because he wanted to be a little bit more presidential, I think, in his election. I would just ask you, Larry, don't you think that because he was trying to be more presidential, that he calmed down, the fact that he didn't calm down left him without one of his most potent weapons, that is anger.
Oh,
what happened?
Probably he smelled, did it waft?
Some of your breath wafted right into my...
I'll take Larry's.
This has got a little bit embarrassing, Phil.
Don, would you eat one of those mints? Have you eaten a mint?
He hasn't eaten one since.
Yeah, they wreck my stomach before I have something to eat.
Eat a mint, okay? You've obviously got some bad stomach gas that's coming up through your mouth or something.
God, man, it is bad. It is bad. God.
Oh, come on, will you, Grover? What?
No, I'm telling you, I'm serious. It's like you ate whatever was in a diaper for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
All right, so you want the question, what?
The question, Mrs. Grover, is, don't you feel Donald Trump backed himself into a corner when he answered those questions about Trump University as well as the guest worker program the way that he did?
I was trying to hold my breath.
Well, you're not going to be able to...
Don't do that, darling. Just answer the question.
I can't...
I'll ask it again. Don't you think Donald Trump backed himself into a corner?
I gotta get another breath.
All right, this is not gonna work.
All right, you wanna just interview me?
Yeah, I'll just interview Don, because obviously, you know, the other people can't answer the questions.
Well, that's not, that's dirty pool.
Well, it may be dirty pool.
All right, hold on. I'll suffer through it. Go ahead.
Oh, you'll suffer through it.
Yes, I'll suffer through it.
Don't you think that Donald Trump...
Oh, shit, buddy.
Will you guys come on?
Take a mint.
I don't want a mint.
Take the mint.
Hold him down, mother.
I shoved it in his mouth.
Yeah, how's that, huh? How's that?
Oh, man.
I made him eat the mint, Bill.
All right. What is that? You know, that sounds like a little bit of a violent situation going.
They better believe it.
Why did you do that?
You're going to eat the mint because we can't take the stink coming out of your face.
The stink coming off of your face.
Hey, you know what? The look coming off of your face. Let me just say this. Your face coming off your face.
Hey, Don, we're going to have to move on if I can't get an answer to the question.
Well, wait. This is the most asinine thing. Look, instead of you turning and talking to Grover, just talk to us, and then we'll get an opinion from Grover.
All right.
That sounds fine with me. Every time he turns my direction and goes, "Hey, Larry."
Oh, shit, Larry. You...
Watch your language, mother.
Please watch the language.
All right, what do you want to know?
The same question.
All right, I think that Donald Trump, he stumbled. And then the other question was, what if you give the military an order to attack civilians, women and children? And he said the military won't refuse my orders. Well, he can't give the military an illegal order. He cannot give the military an order to kill women and children. That showed a remarkable stupidity on his part. And one that I think, were we in a normal election season where we have an educated voter, it might matter. But the Trump voter is not too bright, and they take pretty much anything he says as the greatest thing that they've heard since Jesus Christ gave the Sermon on the Mount.
Oh, my God!
Well, I'm sorry.
That was blasphemy, and I'd like you to apologize.
I'm not going to apologize for anything.
That was very blasphemous, though. And I would expect some kind of statement.
I'm not giving a statement. I'm frustrated like everybody else is.
Yeah, well, you say, are you trying to tell me that Donald Trump thinks he's Jesus?
I think he does. I think he thinks he's as important as Jesus. If you ask Donald Trump, what do you think of you, he probably, and if I said, what do you think of you, and you can use Jesus Christ, he'd say, all right, let's go to that.
Oh, come on, will you? Let's talk. Phil, I thought there was going to be a serious debate.
All right, well, let's eliminate that whole reference to Jesus.
All right, so if we eliminate the reference to Jesus, you're saying that Donald Trump believes that his order to the military to kill civilians would supersede the Geneva Conventions?
I think he would, yes.
All right, it's time to hear from Larry Grover, because we've heard your opinion, Don.
Slow down, for Christ's sake.
I'm not saying anything that didn't happen.
I understand. Larry, you heard Donald Trump say the military won't refuse my orders. What say you?
What say me? Oh, okay, Mr. O'Reilly.
Don't be a smartass.
Well, I mean, what say you?
All right, so what do you think?
All right, now that's better. I'm sorry, Phil, but I feel if anyone says what say you to me, I feel if someone says what say you me, what say you to me? I feel that me would be you. I feel...
Bart, say it's Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, that's it. It's Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, so you only take that from Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. Yes. And I say that with respect. Pardon me, Mother. I realize saying that I'll only take it from Bill O'Reilly is nothing that a woman should hear.
I didn't mean it in that sense.
That is correct. Now, Phil, I'm very much interested...
You know, would you come on and quit playing... Quit playing thumb it, you know?
I'm not playing thumb it.
You've got it out and you've been spanking it all morning. We want answers and we need them now.
I haven't been spanking anything. Oh.
You know something, this entire election season, I said it on Twitter and I'll say it again. This has been a massive, massive spank off. And the American people must recognize their culpability in that.
Oh my God, talk about American people. We're the ones that are being messed over with.
Well, the American people are also responsible for this.
All right, now that we've got that out, give us your opinion, Larry.
My opinion is that Donald Trump did an outstanding job tonight, or last night, having been ganged up on by Rubio. And I'm not even going to blame the candidates on the stage, because Rubio and Cruz and Kasich were just doing their thing. But I'll tell you what, those Fox commentators were having a real good time at Donald Trump's expense. They would... Excuse me. Are you still breathing on me?
I exhaled because I'm doing some deep breathing exercises.
Don't do that.
What are you? Are you nuts?
Please don't do that, Don.
What? Am I not allowed to do deep breathing exercises?
Don't do it and exhale in his direction.
And I got to hold on.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh, God, it just hit my nostrils.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get... You want me to be healthy, right?
Now is not the time for you to be doing deep breathing. Go on, Larry, you there?
Yeah, barely.
Hold on, one more. Oh, don't make a big deal out of it.
Look what you did to my mother.
Help me.
Oh, come on.
Look what you did to mother. Mother.
Help me. I'm only fooling around.
Oh.
Yeah, that was very funny, Mrs. Grover.
Thank you. Larry always gets freaked out.
I'm going to say it, Mother. You're a real asshole. You know that?
How dare you?
All right, Mrs. Grover just slapped Larry, and they're walking over to the... It looks like they're walking over to the soda fountain there.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Phil.
Okay, all right, you know, then I...
This is... It, is this for real? Is this a joke? Is the host there? Oh, I'm the host.
No, this is not a joke. This is deadly serious. Deadly serious.
All right. He feels that Donald Trump won, and he said...
Larry's all right. Come on, Larry.
He hit me.
I'm so sorry to hear that, sweetie. Do you want us to take you to the nurse?
All right.
Well, that didn't do any good, Phil. Can you just walk away?
You know what? I think we're about ready to wrap this up.
Now, this has been entertaining, for sure, but also depressing, thinking that that guy can actually vote, and he also drives an automobile. Is that what I understand?
Yes, Larry has a driver's license.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, man. All right, let me, I just want to say one thing, okay, and then I'll let you go. Donald Trump was messed with by the Fox commentators. The fuck that Kelly Lang, or Kelly, whatever her name is.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly. Kelly Brown. I'm sorry. Brett Brown and David Baer.
Brett Baer, and it was Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace, Brett Baer, and Megyn Kelly. Now, those three people, I could see the sadistic half-grin on their face, especially Kelly, who had the half-grin on her face through the whole night, as one question after the next was a searing, poisonous dagger into the side of Donald Trump. And I'll say it, just like they did to our Lord on the cross.
Oh, but I'm not allowed to say that.
Larry.
All right, we're all done. We're all done.
Oh, you were going to ask me specifics.
I'll answer any specifics you got.
No, I want to.
There, I just drove them away.
How dare you?
Don't come near me. I'm answering questions.
Hey, look, Don.
Wait.
How dare you? We're going to answer the question.
Really?
Fuck!
What's the question, Phil?
The final question is then, Donald Trump, was he treated unfairly or fairly by the moderators?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say that he was treated fairly. Oh, here comes Larry.
Hey, you can't say that.
I'm coming at him now.
What the? All right.
You know what? This is ridiculous. See you later, Mixer, whatever the hell your name is. And
my name is Don Mixer.
All right. We'll see you later, Breath. Mr. Breath. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you, Don, very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Phil.
Now, wait a second. I want to go...
It feels like I'm almost like a... You know, like I'm fighting vampires here or something like that.
Thank you, Don Mixa, ladies and gentlemen, at the teacher conference.
You know, the gall, I think, of... even though I'm anti-Trump, the gall of Don Mixa to walk into any room at this hour of the day or any hour of the day with a mouth... you know, my father and a lot of the World War II veterans used to say, your mouth smells like the Japanese army just slept in it. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, what about it?
All right, well...
Okay,
You're saying it, Mr. Mixer.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, well, now that we've offended the Japanese people,
Phil.
Yeah. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Doug Danger coming up next to talk to us about Ghostbusters and a very interesting conversation I had with Doug. I kind of want to repeat it here on the air about analog special effects in horror movies as opposed to CGI, computer generated images or effects. Coming up next, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
She's about to earn some
bread. World-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. You gotta love it, man. Day or night, every single solitary second, put your legs around it.
This is Rip Ripco, and we'll take your car apart and put it back together again for $19.95. That's $19.95. Bring your car in. We'll take it apart. Take the wheels off, the axle. Take out the engine. Take it apart. Not do anything to it. Not clean it. Nothing. Just take it apart and put it back together again. It might be entertaining for you and your kids. At Rip Ripco's, we'll do all of that and more for $49.95. Come into Rip Ripco's now with the interior cleaning you get steam cleaned for $49.95. At Rip Ripco's, we take apart your car and put it back together again right there on the street. Rip Ripco's, steam cleaned. Rip Ripco's will steam clean you and your car's troubles away. Rip Ripco, I'll steam you away.
Rip Ripco is located at 2115 South Langingham in Downey.
Tiny Winston Speed Shops, Tiny Winston in the Valley. Uncork it for the springtime. Easter's coming up, and the Easter Bunny will uncork it and have that thing of the quarter mile hitting 200 miles per hour and more. Tiny Winston Speed Shop, with all the groovy decals, all that Big Daddy Roth stuff, and the Rat Fink. Tiny Winston Speed Shop in the Valley.
Make me remember you like you remember me.
Margaret Gray here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. This is Wiz Khalifa with a very interesting song called Remember You. It's a beautiful song, and yet it is extremely sexist because the man here, that is a man singing, thinks he's so all this that the woman must perform sexually as he has for her. I don't like it. I've never liked it. It bugs me.
Thank you, Margaret.
It just does, you know.
I'm gonna blow your top, baby.
What did you just do?
Yeah, put an explosion on to blow your top.
Don't be putting any special effects in.
Well, I thought it would work.
I don't like that at all. Basically, what you were saying was I was saying something so out of bounds that my head blew right off of my shoulders.
Pretty much that, yeah.
Boy, you really are begging for it, aren't you?
Hey, Margaret, anytime you want to bring it, you go ahead and get out your appointment book.
All right, I'm not going to have any more of that. Because we have now Doug Danger.
Oh, well, big wow.
Yeah, we like Doug around here, and Doug is with us here on the Newsmaker line. What we're going to be talking about is the new Ghostbusters movie. Doug is up in the San Luis Obispo area. And what are you doing up there, Doug, if you don't mind me asking?
Phil, right now I'm riding with some friends of mine. We're just out for a cruise here today, and there's a group of us that love to ride every weekend. We come up the 101, getting started a little bit early here. We come up the 101 freeway, maybe head up to the Madonna Inn, then we take up the Coast Highway, and from there we, you know, make our way up the coast to Big Sur or places like that. So it's a lot of fun for us, and that's what...
So it's kind of a motorcycle club.
Yeah, it is, but it's not some outlaw thing. I want you to know that.
All right, so you're not one of the, what do they call the Hell Angel, right? The Hell Angel?
The Hell's Angel? No, I should say not. No, we're just a bunch of people riding our motorcycles here on the weekend, Phil, and we have a hell of a lot of fun doing it, and we're so, so happy and proud to be a part of the Phil Hendry Show, you know?
All right, Ghostbusters is out right now.
Yeah. Wait. Go ahead, try it. I'm sorry, Phil. This is a friend of mine. He just rebuilt his engine. Yeah! Go ahead, man.
All right, Ghostbusters just came out, and my understanding is that it is obviously... It's a great movie. I can't hear a thing.
We're having a hard time hearing you, Doug.
You're having a hard time hearing me. All right, So what do you want me to do?
Nothing. Just Ghostbusters has just come out. And is going to be very popular. You and I had that conversation.
What?
Come on, Doug. Can you hear me or not?
Hold on. I'm going to have to cut this off. Shut it off, man. Shut it off. Come on. Shut it off, man. Everybody. Kooky, Billy. Chico. Yeah. I don't want everybody just back the hell up, okay? Moldy? Greeny?
Who are these guys, Moldy and Chico?
Just members of the club. Back it way off, man. Okay? I'm talking to the man right now. Yeah. Hey, you want to go? Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, I didn't want to ruin your fun.
Nah, you're not ruining our fun. You want to rev it up? Go ahead. Hold on, just a minute. Hold on, yeah? Yeah, it sounds like you're missing, man. You're missing, yeah. Go ahead. Do it again. One more time. Just one more time.
Man, I'll tell you what right now, I wouldn't give you 5 cents for that shit box.
What?
I wouldn't give you 5 cents for that shit box. Take it over there. So, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? When I say that Ghostbusters is a great movie, the new Ghostbusters is great, I say it in a qualified way. It is a computer-generated image movie, a CGI movie. Now, the old Ghostbusters movie, yes, that, too, was a limited CGI. Hold on, I'm sorry, man. I'll see you later, okay?
Yeah, see you up the hill, man.
All right, see you up there. That, too, is a limited, and that is a limited issue movie, but it's not a movie... that I would say is not a limited issue movie. It was the original Ghostbusters was also a computer image film, but not to the extent that they have the computer generated images now. They just used different kinds of slides and models that they sort of superimpose things, you know. So that was the big difference.
Would you call, so the original Ghostbusters was not anywhere near the computer-enhanced film that we have today?
No, not at all. And what you and I were talking about is, it's an interesting thing, because we were talking about the old analog special effects. The old analog special effects that were in those old 1980 movies. I'm just warming my bike up. That were in those 1980 movies. And they're so original looking.
What were some of the images, Doug, that you liked from those early films?
Well, I think, for all the hokiness, I think that Friday the 13th had some really, really fun images. I think that, the best analog special effect horror movie of all time has to be Basket Case. And
what is the name of it?
Basket Case. And Basket Case was a movie about a guy, and he's got a brother who is a Siamese twin, okay?
Oh, yeah, but now, yeah, Basket Case is bitching. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of young guys like it.
You've seen it, huh, bud?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it like 5 times.
I've seen it about 5 times.
Well, what is this about, Sid?
All right, well, Basket Case is about a guy who's born, and he's got a Siamese twin for a brother, and hold on. Nah, man, that doesn't sound right at all. You turned this thing into a shitbox, man.
I did the best I could.
No. Yeah, no, it's bad, man. Right, hold on, Phil. I gotta book it here for a minute.
Yeah.
Everybody, shut it way off. All right, Phil, so...
Would you guys quit with the motorcycles or something, man? Go someplace?
What? What are you trying to say to me?
Phil, that's... The motorcycle is very important to a man who is in a motorcycle club.
But you're not an outlaw.
No, I'm not an outlaw. Don't ever tell me to shut my bike off. My bike is my life. My bike connects me to life. Without my bike, I have no life. Without my bike, I am a dead man walking. Okay? And you tell me to shut my bike down, you might as well tell me, stop breathing. No, 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 no. That don't happen, man. That doesn't happen to Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist. All right, hey, Moldy and Greeny, go ahead. Give it another one.
Yeah.
Now get your asses out of here. Go on, get out of here, you dirty degenerate. All right, so here's the thing, man, that I wanted to say to you, Phil. I think the CGI... And
hold on for a minute.
Yeah, those motorcycles, I'm about ready to get into a car and drive to wherever you are with an anti-personnel weapon, but I think you know the rest.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
All right, take it easy. So the analog effects in Basket Case.
Yeah, the analog effects in Basket Case are outstanding. First of all, it's like a claymation or animation effect. You have this Siamese twin brother named Belial. But Belial is not really a human. It's more like a blob with two big arms. And Belial wants some of the, you know, he wants the good times, too. His brother loves Belial so much that he keeps him in a basket under the bed. And whenever his brother is going to, you know, maybe get cozy or, you know, get uptight, get tight and personal with a young lady, Belial crawls out of the basket and has at it.
Oh, God, that is disgusting.
Well, it's, you know, but I mean, it's brotherly love. You got to admire that about the movie, and I think that's what brings so many people back to the love these two brothers have for each other.
No. I disagree with that.
Hey, are you a film critic?
But here...
No, are you a film critic?
No, I'm not a film critic.
All right, then allow me, Phil. The love and the deep respect that Belial and his brother, whatever the hell this freak's name is, is so profound and so wonderful that Belial, and you know, you, and it, so his brother gets to tag whatever he's tagging, and they tag team, you know, on a Friday night. And
what do you mean they tag team? You're telling me this thing that is the twin brother?
Yeah, Belial.
What is his name, Belial?
Yeah, General. What, Belial? Hello to this man. I'm talking to this guy.
Hey! Talk to us.
Sorry. So Belial and this other kid, they team up. They tag team on a Friday night. I don't know what you want to say.
Well, I'm talking about tag team, man. That's kind of grotesque.
Yeah, tag team with your brother, and he's a blob, a mutant blob.
Hey, let me tell you what, man. If I had a brother, I don't care if he was a mutant blob, two arms just waddling around on a blob body. Whatever I got, he's got. Whatever I get, he gets. And that includes a cold, the clap, or a beautiful, beautiful blonde. I'm Doug Danger. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Let me go ahead and rev it up now. Yeah. I'm sorry, Phil.
All right. Well, Doug, so what we're talking... You know, I got to let you go, man.
I'm sorry, but I didn't know that we were having a run this weekend. All right, how you guys doing, okay? Spot check, Jimmy. Cricket, Cubby. You guys all ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, man. See you later, Phil. We're out of here. Whoa! Yeah, I'm gone, man. I'm gone.
All right, Doug Danger... Hey, let me ask you something. Is he using a payphone?
No, he's using his phone.
All right, if he's using his phone, how is it I hear the bike going further away?
Well, because he's riding off.
Yeah, he's riding off.
Yeah, if he's riding off and he's using his phone, did he leave the phone?
What?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, he's going to take his phone with him.
All right, he's taking his phone with him. Then why is he riding away? What are you talking about? Roll the tape back.
Phil, we don't have time to roll the tape back, bud.
All right.
Now, this is the part where he's riding away. Here it is.
Yeah, I'm gone. Goodbye.
Well, what the hell is that?
What?
He's riding... All right.
Oh. So you're saying that if he's riding away, it would just stay loud.
Yes.
All right, well, that's a...
Oh, I know, it's a payphone.
Oh, I thought he's on his own cell phone.
Did he call you or did you call him?
I called him.
Who answered?
An old lady.
Oh. Yeah, probably a payphone.
You know, Doug, he ought to get a... And so he got on the bike
and he left the phone dangling.
And just left the receiver dangling. All right, that's Doug Danger. Always a treat and a half to talk to him. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
This is General Galen Shaw. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This, the light and lilting sounds of the mountain goat. I don't know what this is.
I think it's the Mountain Goat 5.
The Mountain Goat 5, and the song is entitled White People... There's still a place for us at the top of the fjord. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Great. Don't forget, folks, coming up on Friday night, 1 week from tonight, we're at the Hollywood Improv for the Phil Henry and Friends. Phil Henry and Friends of the Hollywood Improv will have Brody Stevens, we'll have Karen Kilgariff, and others to be announced. And I'll tell you what, good time, man. 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv, Friday night, 8 o'clock at the Hollywood Improv on the 11th of March. Be there.
Oh, I love this. Yes, this is the skipping white people music.
All the skipping white people music on our program today has been brought to you by Elon. Or,
no, it's called Elyon.
Elyon. I don't know what it's called, man. All right, guys, it's been a treat to be with you here. Don't forget, tonight we have, of course, our chat with our BSPs. Starts at 9 o'clock Pacific time. It's always a good time. We hang out. I give our BSPs the latest inside baseball stuff about my life, which I don't really share here on the air.
Well, you a little bit of it you did.
No, I did not.
What about...
Don't you say it. And I do have a few things to share with my BSPs tonight, so join us tonight, 9 o'clock Pacific, on philhenryshow.com for our chat. If you're a BSP, a Backstage Pass member, you have access to... Not only do we do a chat, you know, as in text form, we also have the video cast up, so you can look at my ugly mug as I sit here by the shores
of the El Pacifico.
Yeah! World-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.